Daniel Snyder here, and fuck my fucking ass. Where do I begin? I despise being the owner of the Washington football team. Not only did that one-legged faggot RG3 cost me a million draft picks, he broke his little ankle and paved the way for Captain Kirk Cousins to break my heart yet again. My heart has been shattered more than a fat white chick's ass on blackpeoplemeet.com. I feel like a woman in an elevator with Ray Rice. Fuck me. Fuck the world and fuck Elisha Manning, who torched my defense like a Vietnamese monk. Kirk Cousins threw four fucking interceptions and fumbled the ball. He was a shittier player than Ben Roethlisberger in the nightclub. Adrian Peterson, please make me grab a switch and beat my ass like a four-year-old in the hot Texas sun. I can't stand RG3 and his sidekick Kirk Cousins. And don't get me started on Jay not John Gruden and his shitty play calling. We have a great running back, and we throw it 500 times. To make matters worse, our Washington football team plays the Seattle Seahawks after our bye week. We might as well just quit now. RG3 and 13 can take the year off and I can run off with Jerry Jones and dig up Al Davis's decomposed body and ask him for some advice on how to run the Washington football team. Oh, who the fuck am I kidding? Fuck my racist, insensitive ass. This is karma for Columbus raping the Redskins with smallpox. I'm going to take Kirk Cousins over to RG3's house and fucking set it on fire and hopefully burn them alive, but they'd probably fuck that up too and survive. FedEx Field must have been built on a sacred Indian burial ground. Soon, I won't have any seats left to remove. Oh fuck my ass. I'm selling the Washington football team and buying the Oakland Raiders. Fuck RG3, fuck Sitting Bull, fuck Kirk Cousins. Fuck the Cherokee. Fuck them all. Fuck the Pilgrims and their love of Redskins. I quit. I'll just assemble a great team from 2005 and go 2-14 somewhere else. Good night and good day.